This is VOA News. I'm Todd McNeil. The leader of the World Health Organization said the deadly coronavirus has gained a foothold in so many countries that the threat of a pandemic has become very real. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus also voiced optimism, saying it would be the first pandemic in history that could be controlled. He concluded, "The bottom line is that we're not at the mercy of this virus." Amid calls for calm, Washington increasingly feels the impact from the coronavirus. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
President Donald Trump appeared at a White House briefing Monday evening with Vice President Mike Pence and the coronavirus task force, again trying to calm fears.
No matter where you go, that's what's on people's minds.
Trump returned to Washington Monday from Florida, accompanied by Representative Matt Gaetz, who later went into voluntary quarantine. Gaetz is one of several Republican lawmakers to self-quarantine after being exposed to someone who tested positive for coronavirus at last month's CPAC meeting in Washington. On Capitol Hill, handshakes are now being discouraged. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Stock markets plummeted across the world on Monday, plunging on dual concerns over oil prices and the economic effects of the coronavirus that spread to more than 100 countries. Key exchanges in New York fell more than 7% as trading opened for the week, and after recovering some losses, dipped again, still down more than 7% an hour before the actual close. Some Asian markets dropped 5%, while European markets closed down about 8%. And Beijing will extend its winter heating season to a week until March 22nd as part of efforts to contain the coronavirus epidemic. The extension of the period when centralized systems provide heat to homes will help people keep warm as they